We're very happy to have with us now the general manager of the Browns, Tom Hecker. Tom, welcome to the show.
No, thanks.
It's a nice setting here, of course, to be in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Not a bad place.
No, it's beautiful.
To hold a meeting. And even though I want this much reality for the listeners to understand that you guys spend a lot of time indoors, even though it's beautiful outside.
I was going to say, I think it's more for the wives and those type of things. But, no, it's at least you can look out the window and see. It's nice.
As we're doing right now, right. Palm trees, sun. But, Tom, from the standpoint of what these meetings are for a general manager, because it means different things to different people, the ownership level, coaching level, and then what you do. Give us a sense of what goes on in these extended hours that you spend behind closed doors with other general managers. What are some of the key messages and key takeaways you have?
Well, I think the majority of the stuff is kind of like the day-to-day, you know, just anything that we think we can improve on, you know, and we all sit there and talk about it. But, you know, it seems like every year there's actually something big to talk about. And, you know, obviously last year there was the lockout situation and you know, there's lots of contingency plans of what to do there this year. You know, obviously this bounty thing is a big thing, which I really don't want to get into, but it was something that we all discussed and at length. And, you know, this morning we had a long meeting about it. And we talk about the major things, but then, you know, every morning we talk about, you know, just like rule changes possible. There's a bunch of proposals, whether to change some rules and some player personnel stuff that, you know, like we talked about earlier, that, you know, maybe possibly changing the roster to 90-man roster, which would be great for us. That's what we had last year because of the shortened off season. But we would love to have, you know, the more guys we can have, the better off we're going to be. So things like that. But it's, you know, the majority of it just kind of tedious stuff. But then there are some bigger things that we talk about.
The only part, I know you mentioned you don't want to get too deeply into the whole bounty thing, but the part of it that affects the other teams, because we know the punishment that the Saints receive for this, and clearly the NFL, not only with its punishment, sending a clear message, and then there was, in fact, the memos that went out to all 32 teams regarding, you know, making sure, I guess, a signed affidavit, owner and coach or whatever, to tell the league, you know, you're not doing this stuff, right. You're never going to do this stuff. How... Give me a sense, though, of how you see that from, say, again, the Browns team perspective of this being something that the league is very serious about. And do you think what has taken place with the Saints just puts an end to it league-wide?
Well, you know, and there's probably a number of different ways I can answer this, where, you know, we're not – obviously the bounty thing came up this year, but we're not just talking about the bounty. We're talking about, you know, as the commissioner says, the integrity of the game, where we're all for that. And we anything that makes the league look bad – is we don't want that. You know, we think our fans, our obviously the TV partners, everybody involved in this, we want it to be legit and just and everyone was, we're not talking about not playing hard and not making big hits. It's the fact that somebody was actually supposedly trying to hurt somebody, and we don't think that's the case. We think that's a very, very small amount that it happened to come to light, and we don't think it's a major issue. Like we don't do it here in Cleveland. So and I think majority of teams don't do it now. No one's going to do it, and I think it's good that it came about. Now everybody knows. You know, maybe it's just a refocus where everybody knew the rules, but now, hey, let's reiterate it. You know, let's talk to players. Say, hey, we're in this thing to play hard-nosed football, but we're not. No one wants to hurt anybody. I don't think the players want to hurt anybody.
A year ago, when there were league meetings down in New Orleans, it was a far different atmosphere because of the whole lockout offseason.
Very, very, yes.
Very tense. I remember it just being a very not pleasant, really, place to be, and it shouldn't have been for all of you who were there from all the teams in the league. This year, so a year later, with a 10-year collective bargaining agreement in place, and just a whole different sense of almost energy, I guess, that I sense, Tom. And how do you read that? And what is the big picture view of the league's health going forward?
Oh, I think it's great. You know, and like you said, it's a totally different feeling down here. Where especially even for us, you know, Pat especially, you know, last year he was going, I got to come in this brand new thing without any off season. So, you know, he's excited about having a whole off season. And so I think it rejuvenates everybody. And now we're back to normal football. And so everybody's excited about it.
Tom Hecker, Browns general manager, joining us as we broadcast Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from the owners' meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. Tom, with regard to the Browns, you've done your work, I know, with regard to, first of all, signing your own players, getting those contracts done and or re-signing them, whatever, and then adding a couple of free agents, and then pretty much moving forward now toward the draft. But I just want you to reflect a little bit on what was accomplished just in the last couple of weeks with the free agency work that you have done.
Right. Well, and I think you hit it right on the head. The main focus was re-signing our own players. I mean, I think that's something, and trust me, I completely understand the fans are saying, well, why aren't we going out and signing all these free agents? But, you know, when you talk about DeQuell Jackson, Joe Thomas, Chris Gokong, Atuya Rubin, I mean, we've signed some really good players that, and you look around the league, some guys are losing these players. And
sure.
So we feel very, very confident that instead of going out and spending money on other players that we don't know about, we spent money on our own players that we think are great, and obviously the players we've signed have performed very well for us. So, that's kind of been our goal, to keep our own guys and not go out and get everybody else's cast-offs. And, we did sign two players in free agency who we think are really going to help our defense. You know, we think Frosty Rucker is going to come in and start for us at right defensive end. He can move inside in the nickel pass rush, which is something we haven't had.
Right.
We played Ruben and Phil Taylor had to play a lot of the time. So, hopefully we can get some rest in there on nickel stuff. And then, Jaquay Parker, who's a guy that I've known for a long time, and he'll really come in and help us as a pass rusher. So, we're excited about that, and it wasn't like we didn't try to help ourselves on offense. We did, and it just didn't work out. But we weren't gonna, if we missed out on somebody we really targeted, we weren't just gonna sign somebody just to sign somebody.
You were very selective.
Very selective, yeah. Really, we had really talked about four different players, and we signed two of them. And we're excited about that. But then, obviously we knew we were gonna, we didn't know we were gonna have four compensatory picks, but now we have 13 picks. So that's a lot of players to help our roster.
When you look, and I know you do this on a not just a daily, but probably an hourly, if not a minute-by-minute basis, when you look at the competition, the teams that you have to deal with in your division, how do you feel their off-seasons, because you monitor what they do too, how do you feel their off-seasons have gone in relation to the Browns? Fans ask a lot of questions about this and where the competitive margins are. Do you feel you are still in pace that they have, have the opponents done that much more to, say, improve themselves, again, pre-draft?
Right. Well, I think if you really look at it, especially Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I think they have pretty much the same philosophy, where Pittsburgh never signs a free agent, really. I mean, they're draft. Baltimore's the same way. They build through the draft, and they have. And that's where, all both those teams, all their players are from the draft. They're not free agents. They're not. And Cincinnati has done mostly that. They have gone a little bit more in free agency. But if you look at look at all those teams, they've all lost players. I mean, they've all lost players. Pittsburgh had to lose a bunch of guys just for salary cap reasons.
Sure.
Baltimore lost a starting offensive lineman. So, I think it's I don't think any of the teams really went out and did a bunch in free agency, but that's not unlike those teams. So we're kind of in the same mold, and we just feel like the best way to do it is to build through the draft.
And now with the draft, with those compensatory picks, the four that the NFL awarded the Browns on Monday, you're in a position now to have 13 picks. I mean, 13 picks. That's I think about that total, and it seems pretty staggering. And for you, who's got to do the picking, how great is that?
Yeah, no, it is. It's phenomenal. And I can't sit here and say we're going to have all 13 picks this year. We could obviously move around. But
sure.
But I do think that's the best thing about it. It gives us a little bit of ammunition to move around, not only in the early rounds, but even the later rounds. If there's a guy that we really, really like we did last year with Pinkston, we traded a couple picks to move up and take them. And so we at least gives us the option of doing that again this year.
Yeah, and you're right. I would assume, just looking at it and looking at your history too, you do like to do that movement where it gives you even more ammunition either in the course of this year's draft or for next year.
Exactly, that's right. You could use one of our picks this year for a future picks next year, which it always helps. So, 13 guys, that's probably a little bit more than you want, but I'm not complaining at all.
Is that as many as you've gone into a draft within your career?
I believe one time in Philadelphia we had 13, but we didn't end up using 13.
No,
but yeah,
no. And, so. I'll go out on a limb and say you probably won't this year.
That's
but
right.
Tom, as far as the preparation for the draft, it pretty well seems like that is the 100% focus now, even though free agency continues, yep. And I know you don't close the door on anything, but it looks like that's the real push now. So what phase are you in the draft process, in the evaluation process, in the kind of traveling around and looking at people? Walk us through that.
Yep, the evaluation process, we're pretty much there. We have a little bit. We're probably going to go to three more workouts for their top guys. We're having a private workouts with some players, and then we'll actually start bringing in 30 guys that we're allowed to bring in. We're bringing them in this week, actually. So we'll start doing that on Monday, and so we'll have most of our guys, our visits done this week, and so we'll get our final chance to get together with these guys and see what we want to do. But we're getting moving quite a bit. You know, we have a little bit more to do, like on travel wise, but other than that, we're just gonna sit down and keep watching tape.
What do the visits ultimately do for you now? Because I know you've had the opportunity to have some conversation at the Senior Bowl, certainly the conversations at the Combine and the videotape of those to review and the discussions among your staff to talk about impressions of these guys. Then when they come in for visits now, what are you looking for at this stage or when you see them out and about?
Yeah, it's probably just a little bit more. You know, if there's any questions we have this time, you know, we got them in our facility and we can have them for as long as we want. So there's no time limit. No, there's no one else around. Just our guys, so it just, you can really sit down and you can find out about guys, and our coaches can sit and go over stuff with them football wise just to, you know, make sure they're smart enough for us to play, but then just sitting down just to get to know the guy and make sure he's the guy you want to take, especially when you're talking about, you know, taking a guy with the fourth pick in the draft.
Sure. Well, great stuff, and appreciate you taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
He is Tom Heckert, the general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.